Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. I'm your host, Russell Newton. Thanks for listening today, and hope you're doing well. Today on the podcast by Charles Hugh Smith, Money and Work Unchained. Expanding debt is now an essential foundation of our economic system. This begs a question. Why? The answer has several interconnected parts. The key benefit to debt is that it enables the immediate gratification of desires. Rather than have to patiently save up money for months or years, we borrow the money and buy the product today. In economics, this is known as bringing consumption forward, as purchases that would have been purchased in the future are bought in the present with credit. In any consumer-based economy, debt is the essential grease for a significant percentage of consumption. Without debt, consumption would plummet, quickly pushing the economy into recession or depression. The relationship between debt and energy is a good example of this. As energy analyst Gail Tvergberg has explained, energy and debt are deeply intertwined. Now that we've extracted the cheap, easy-to-get oil and natural gas, the costs of extracting, processing, and transporting oil and gas are much higher than they were decades ago. If the price of oil and gas isn't high enough to cover their costs of production and earn a profit, producers lose money. In response, they close costly wells, thereby reducing production. Conversely, if the price of energy is too high, there may be lots of oil and gas produced, but the majority of wage earners, those whose earnings have stagnated for decades, can't afford to pay the higher prices and still be able to maintain the consumption that the economy needs to keep expanding. The solution to this conundrum is debt. If consumers and energy producers borrow money, they can maintain their spending or production. But all this debt creates another problem. As debt throughout the economy rises, debtors must devote an ever-increasing percentage of income to pay the interest due on that existing debt. If the economy isn't generating enough surplus cash to service the debt, i.e., make interest payments, the choice boils down to two unpleasant options: A, defaulting on existing debt, or B, borrowing more to maintain the appearance of solvency. Taking on more debt is the easier choice for most people. Households charge new purchases on credit cards, corporations sell bonds to raise cash, and politicians approve more public borrowing to keep their constituents happy. The central banks have made this expansion of debt affordable by dropping interest rates to near zero. Not everyone gets low rates, of course. Many credit cards carry extortionate rates of 15% per annum or more, while the banks borrow money at around 1%. Still, those relatively low rates throughout the system overall, especially for big ticket items like mortgages and cars, make it affordable to borrow more every year and still be able to make the interest payments. Eventually, though, the cost of servicing this expanding debt becomes burdensome enough that consumption is crimped. Households have no money left after making their debt payments and buying essentials, and government tax revenues are increasingly devoted to interest payments. The solution that worked in the past, borrow even more so consumption can remain high even as interest payments climb, further crimps future spending, as the cost of servicing expanding debt fuels a feedback loop with no happy ending. When debt expands, it requires even more borrowing to make interest payments and maintain consumption. As this cycle continues, at some point, the cost of servicing the debt will exceed the income of households, companies, and the government, and the economy dissolves into insolvency as debtors default. The government can always print money to pay debt, but as noted above, this only devalues the purchasing power of all existing currency. Such devaluation will also eventually bring down the economy, as the loss of purchasing power impoverishes everyone. The reliance on expanding debt is akin to the Red Queen's race in Lewis Carroll's story Alice in Wonderland, in which players must run faster just to stay in place. If consumers slow their borrowing, consumption declines. The resulting contraction pushes marginal borrowers into default, and these defaults topple the line of over-indebted dominoes, pushing the system into insolvency. That, as we said, was from Money and Work Unchained by Charles Hugh Smith. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at Amazon.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.